This is Steve Kosas with the Marie Trigg Planetarium. I'm going to talk about celestial events for April. The end of this month is the beginning of midnight twilight, and it's a great time to see the aurora before it becomes too light at night. And the best time to see the aurora is during the time of the equinox. We had our last equinox on March 20th. Another interesting event this month is we have two new moons. April 1st was new moon, and April 30th will be new moon. When there's two new moons in a calendar month, the second new moon is called the black moon. This is in contrast to having two full moons in a month, when the second full moon is called the blue moon. So it's possible in any calendar month except for February to have two new moons or two full moons because the lunar month is 29 and a half days. Another interesting event this month is on April 29th at sunset, which would be in the west northwest. The planet Mercury will be at greatest elongation, which means it'll be more visible than ordinary, and it'll be a bright object at sunset around 15 degrees above the horizon, which is your outstretched hand at arm length. Also, on April 30th at sunrise, the planets Venus and Jupiter will be within 30 minutes of arc of one another, which is the width of the full moon, and Venus will be the brighter object, and that's called a conjunction when two planets are close to one another. This is Steve Kosas with Marie Drake Planetarium. We're doing public shows again. Our schedule is on our website at mariedrakeplanetarium.org. Thank you.